Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A mind-boggling, outrageous, shocking, emotional, you name it, graphic shooting over the weekend in Atlanta. A young man by the name of Rashard Brooks. If you've watched the video, I suggest you do. If you haven't, rather, he was asleep at a drive-thru at a Wendy's. Police woke him up. They had a casual conversation. Everything. Then they did a DUI test. He failed. They tried to arrest him. And then it went south from there. Everything went south from there. The officer was fired. The police chief resigned. Massive demonstrations. The restaurant was torched. A significant number of cars burned. And there's more violence expected today as everyone in the world decides whether or not this is what we describe as a good or a bad shooting. And when I say good, I don't mean happy to have this happen. I mean a shooting that is legal within the boundaries of the law. I always check in with Bill Diffenderfer, one of the best defense attorneys in the country. But on top of that, he has represented a significant number of police officers, and he has represented a significant number of folks assaulted by police officers. This guy has seen it all twice, as I like to say, and I had him look at this video for me, and he always provides a legal assessment, something that he would view in the courtroom and what jurors would view. Diff, good morning, sir.
Morning, Marty. How are you?
Very good. When you saw the video, your visceral response, sir?
Well, my first response is, and quite frankly, in both of these cases, understand the police were called to these things. It's not like they were just hunting or, you know, patrolling and came across. I mean, they were called to the Wendy's. These guys passed out, I guess, drunk. My initial observations were the police, I thought, were very professional in how they were arresting him. And then, of course, it goes south. Why? It goes south because of the victim in this case, Mr. Brooks. I mean, he's a big guy. He gets very physical. He takes the taser out of the officer's holster or grabs it from him. I mean, that could have been a service revolver, for God's sake. And then he takes off. Now, the question is, do we make arrests for drunk drivers? If your answer is yes, you're allowed to arrest a drunk driver, which, by the way, last time I checked was against the law. And then you have an aggravated assault and resisting arrest with the individual, which obviously strengthens the need to arrest him. And then as he's running, he turns around and discharges the taser. Now, you know, for everyone to understand, and I would just ask everybody to just imagine that your son, whether it's he's green, purple, black, white, whatever, is the police officer, very proud of his job and has been trained. As he's running after this individual to arrest, which I think everyone's going to say he should have done that, at the time the individual turns around, discharges the taser, and I know he got shot in the back, and then turns around and runs again, can he use deadly force?
Right.
That's the issue.
Right.
And we look into this specific intent. Anytime you're looking at homicide, you're looking at the intent or the mind state of the defendant, in this case, the officer. And unlike the other case, Marty, I think it's going to be very easy for him to get a use of force expert to say this was, quote, justified, this is part of their training, he followed what he was trained to do, therefore it is a, quote, justified shooting. You know, anytime, nobody wants to use deadly force. Unlike the other case, you know, and I just, it's just horrible. I mean, when you're on a guy's neck for 8.5 minutes, that's not a just, That would be like this officer using the gun. The guy falls down on the ground. They cuff him, and then he shoots him again. You know what I mean? That would be related to the last case.
Diff, in this case, though, you think that this is what they would call a good or a justified shooting?
I think here's what I look at this point because you asked me to come on as a legal expert. I would think that I have a very good defense if I was retained by this officer. I get it shooting in the back, but I think that he's going to be able to easily find a use of force expert or experts to say that that is consistent with their training.
What about the argument that the taser is not a deadly weapon?
Well, he gets tased, he's on the ground paralyzed from the taser, and the victim, when you're out as a police officer making an arrest, you should be able to be tased, and you can't, you understand what I mean?
It
puts so many things in motion that you have to be fearful for. I mean, imagine the officer being tased and on the ground, and then the individual coming up and start kicking him in the face or has a weapon or whatever, you're going to render the police officer helpless? That's why I'm saying you'll get an expert. Look, I don't, in most of these cases, I don't understand why, if they're going to shoot a gun, the police officer, why can't they aim down, shoot the legs? You know, it's just a shame.
You know, that's not how they're
trained.
A real
shame that we're in this situation.
Right.
Go ahead.
You know, that's not how they're trained, right?
No, I know. Right. I know.
All right. From one of your compatriots, Tim O'Brien, civil rights attorney. Exactly what's wrong with policing. Escalate them. When the escalation gets out of control, use deadly force. As long as that is a paradigm, the results will never change.
Who escalated?
Right.
In this case, who escalated?
The young man.
First of all, why were the police there? Did they go there voluntarily? Hey, I want to go look for an African-American to kill? The police get called by Wendy's. There's somebody drunk, passed out. I have cases where my clients passed out in the car. There's guns and there's heroin in the car. I can name numerous cases where I've had that. Can the police come and then when they smell alcohol, can they make an arrest? If your answer is yes, well, look at the video. Look at how professional they were with arresting. Who put the violence in motion? Not the police officers.
This is what puts officers in such a deadly situation these days because the general public says he murdered that guy. That's what the general public says.
And that's false. That's not murder. I'll tell you right now, this case is not murder. I mean, it could be if I'm the DA, I wouldn't be. If I would pursue anything, it would be manslaughter. You know, there's a big difference. There with state of mind, emotion, all that type of stuff.
There's not
a jury in the world that's going to convict him of murder.
And Diff,
in Pennsylvania,
does he walk? Does he walk in this case? If you're representing him, does he walk away?
Marty, you know what? I always just say I would love the case if I was defending the police officer.
Bill Diffendorfer, it's a pleasure. Thank you for your honesty, sir.
Thanks, bud.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.